Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
In his room on the Thames embankment, Gregory Keene turns the next page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
While I was in Berlin, Peter Ridgway was busy chasing after Hedy Bergner and trying to get himself killed in the process. Although, of course, I didn't know about that at the time. I was in Berlin because I discovered that Karl Scammell, the fellow who'd been murdered, was up to his neck in the forged documents racket, even though he'd been a major of intelligence in charge of investigating it. The point was, someone close to Karl Scammell had killed him, and that someone was Demetrius, the man who'd come to London in his place. I wanted to know if someone close to Scammell in Berlin had disappeared, because that man would also be Demetrius, according to all our reasoning. Well, someone had disappeared, all right. A nondescript German clerk called Otto Schmidt, a chap who didn't even speak English. Demetrius? Well, hardly. But because I was floundering about in the puzzle without a solitary clue, I decided to have a word with Schmidt's wife. A sorry-looking creature, if ever I saw one. Living in a cellar near the Wannsee. Cuts and Briggs came along, too, of course. Are you Fräulein Schmidt?
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about the disappearance of your husband.
He was murdered. He was murdered, and no one is listening to me. He was murdered, my Otto. Three children.
Fräulein Schmidt, what makes you say your husband was killed?
He is knowing too much to murder him. And I, with three children, see. Wolfgang, Carlotta, Lisa, three.
Yes, Mrs. Schmidt, I can see you have three children, but your husband. You say he knew something, so he was killed.
Yeah, killed.
He knew something about what?
I tell you, my Otto, he is coming home the last time I see him. He is saying, I have found about the papers. They are selling false papers to the Schweinhund so they can escape. We were not Nazis, you understand.
Of course not, none of you were.
Otto is saying if I tell about the false papers, maybe we get into trouble. We want no trouble, we have too much.
And that's all you can tell me?
Find out also about the man. His name is not Deutsch. The sort of name I cannot remember.
Was it Scammell?
No, it was not Scammell. Major Scammell we know about too. My Otto knows.
Hmm? What?
He was making the papers. My Otto says there's another name, but we cannot tell about it. What is Major Scammell doing to Otto if he tells this other name? And then we think, maybe we could get a little more to eat. See these three, Wolfgang, Carlotta, Lisa, all the time they are hungry.
I'm beginning to understand. There was another man in this forged papers business. Otto discovered who he was and tried a little blackmail, hence his disappearance. Fräulein Schmidt. Do try to remember that other name.
I try and try and try. Otto tells me only one.
Was it Demetrius?
What'd you say?
Demetrius.
Demetrius, yeah. That was it. Demetrius, the name Otto tells me is, yeah, Demetrius.
Oh, it's all coming together. Demetrius and Scammell were running their racket amid the ruins. Otto Schmidt caught on, tried to make a little something out of it. Scammell was being sent to London. Demetrius saw the writing on the wall. He got rid of Otto, disposed of Scammell, took his place and neatly faded from the scene. And if you chaps hadn't turned up Scammell's body, we wouldn't have known a thing about it. We'd have thought that Scammell got as far as Northolt Aerodrome and then disappeared without a trace, and we'd have searched for him forever and a day. Never even suspecting the existence of Demetrius. It was jolly neat, you chaps. You can't get away from that.
That's right, sir.
No.
Well, we may as well make a move, I expect. Can you get us on a plane tonight, Briggs? I want to get back to London and see what's happening about Ridgway. It's our only remaining lead.
Two o'clock. According to Sally, Hedy should be singing her last number about now. You better not get caught here, Ridgway, old boy. Creeping up the stairs behind a joint like Tony Marzotti's Red Feathers Club wouldn't look good at all. Here's the window. Did Sally manage to unlock it for me, or didn't she? I'm getting full blast downstairs by the sound of it. Good. And damn any noise I'm making. I'd better leave it up slightly so I can get a grip if I have to bolt for it. Sally said the door to Hedy's dressing room was the second on the right from the window. Yeah. No light under the door. Room's empty. Hinsky. Now, we just sit and wait patiently for Miss Bergner and hope she's the one who opens that door.
Thanks, Tony. Glad you like me. See you at 9 tomorrow night.
Sure.
What is it? Just after 2. I should be at the sanatorium by 2:45 if I can get a taxi without too much trouble. It's cold up here. I'll put this window up. Now, where is that light switch? I'm not used to this place yet.
Fairly high on your left, Hedy. There we are. What's the matter, darling? Surprised to see me? But you do remember me, don't you? Peter Ridgway on the plane, you know?
What do you want?
Information. Be a wise girl, eh? Don't try anything. Don't yell. If you do, I might have to choke you.
I'll call Mazzotti. I'll bring
I'd much rather you didn't, beautiful.
You're the man who stabbed the American.
If I did, I wouldn't have much compunction in killing you, would I? Going to sit down and be quiet? That's a good girl.
Now I remember you.
Hedy, who did kill Godofsky?
You must be insane.
He was killed for the photo he took of you and Major Scammell. You know at Tempelhof. You made a very special point of getting his address that day. Why?
I told him at the time. I wanted to see more of
you. You're a liar, darling.
Whatever you're thinking...
Those beautiful eyes are wasted on me. You wanted Hank Godofsky's address so someone could go to Bailey's Hotel and kill him.
Ridgway, listen.
Call me Peter.
Peter, then. If you give me a chance, I can prove you're wrong. I can show you definitely that... Just give me a chance. I'll have to bring something to prove it. Could you meet me somewhere tomorrow?
Darling, you wouldn't be planning to turn up at a tryst with a gaggle of bobbies, would you?
Oh, trust me, I won't give you away. I just want to prove to you that I didn't have anything to do with that awful murder.
You'll meet me tomorrow?
Yes, I want to.
Where? When?
Well, if you're hiding from police, it better be late and somewhere out of the way.
Yes, hadn't it?
Well, what's wrong with the underground? If you like, I'll meet you after I leave here tomorrow night. Say, 2:30. In the Hyde Park Underground. We can get on the first train that comes along and you'll be safe.
You'll definitely be there? Alone?
I promise you. But what about you?
Darling, I'll be very much alone. I'm wanted for murder.
All right, then. 2:30 tomorrow morning on the platform at Hyde Park Underground. Now get out of here quickly before you're caught. Wait a minute. No, there's no one about. Come on, quickly.
I'll be waiting for you.
Go. That's one of my appointments Yachty will have to keep for me. Yachty's quite busy these days.
Very well done, Hedy. That's splendid. You think he'll turn up?
I'm quite certain he will. Of course, I could have let Mazzotti and his guerrillas handle him, but I rather thought it was something for us.
And you were perfectly right. Excuse me a moment. This is one occasion when you'll have to put up with Yachty. Yachty? Yes, and he suggested the Hyde Park Underground himself, did he? What an incredibly stupid individual he must be.
You don't think he's being too stupid, do you?
I don't see that he can be anything else. Yachty, haven't you enough sense to shut the door? Come here. Now sit there. Now listen carefully, and don't open your mouth. I'll give you your detailed instructions later. Now, as I was saying...
You were saying that Ridgway must be incredibly stupid. He doesn't look stupid. And you might bear in mind that he found me. Oh, I haven't the faintest idea.
That's not important. Tomorrow night's important. And that, of course, is where our expert Yachty comes in.
It couldn't be a trap of any sort for us, could it?
Well, I shan't be there. You won't be there. Who's Ridgway going to trap? Surely not Yachty. Ridgway's not even aware of his existence. And with Ridgway off the stage, there'll be no reason for any further delay. After tonight, we'll be ready to make our opening move. A trap for us, Hitty? Oh, no. Things are really taking shape very well.
On the plane with Cutts that night, coming back from Berlin, one question kept repeating itself over and over in my mind. Who was Demetrius? It couldn't conceivably be the German clerk, Otto Schmidt, and yet he'd been hand in glove with Karl Scammell. You know, I had the answer in my pocket that very moment, but so much was to happen before I knew.
Demetrius and his men close in on Peter Ridgway in the next chapter of suspense in Dossier on Demetrius.